This is Wade Bradtke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Amazon is developing a mobile application that would, in some cases, pay ordinary people rather than carriers such as UPS to drop off packages en route to other destinations. As envisioned, Amazon would enlist brick-and-mortar retailers in urban areas to store the packages, likely renting space from them or paying a per-package fee. A survey by Wayar UK, a startup accelerator funded by Spanish telecom giant Telefonica, shows that almost 70% of startup employees and founders currently in accelerators, incubators, and co-working spaces in the UK are men. If the English language version of Wikipedia were transferred into an old-fashioned print reference set, it would run to 7,600 volumes. About 69% of adults say that global warming is either a very serious or somewhat serious problem, according to a new Pew Research Center poll, up from 63% in 2010. Level of concern has still not returned to that of a decade ago. In 2006, 79% of adults called global warming serious. When it comes to reaching a healthy weight, what you don't eat is much, much more important than exercise, it turns out. Overdraft fees, which have historically accounted for a large share of checking account fees, account for an average of roughly 6% of earnings at banks with at least $10 billion in assets. The fees account for 32% of service charges on checking, savings, and other deposit accounts. Reportedly, overdraft fees have declined by 4% since 2011 and are likely to fall some more. In what could prove to be a ruling with serious implications for the on-demand economy, the California Labor Commissioner has ruled that an Uber driver should be classified as an employee, not an independent contractor. The ruling made in March came to light after Uber filed an appeal. The ruling ordered the company to reimburse Barbara Ann Berwick, a former Uber driver, $4,152 in expenses and other costs for the period when Ms. Berwick worked as a driver. Voice of the People, Daily Bulletin, presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bradtke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.